This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Last week, students, faculty, and staff at the University of New Hampshire received an email from UNH President Mark Huddleston condemning a recent spike in incidents of hate speech on campus. NHPR's Jason Moon visited campus just before the holiday to see how the school community was responding to that letter.
Christina DeRozier is the director of the Museum of Art at UNH. And on the day before Thanksgiving, while most students had already left for the holiday, she headed into work as usual. And that's when she found something that bothered her.
These were left around campus. So when we came into work today, so we found these posters and then bananas placed around the building.
The poster reads, UNH to kill Harambe, and refers to an incident that happened earlier this month at UNH when someone, thought to be a student, protested a UNH College Democrats rally while dressed as Harambe the gorilla. Harambe is the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla that was fatally shot after a child fell into its enclosure in May. Since then, Harambe has become a popular internet meme, sometimes used in racist attacks on African Americans. And it's that connection that bothers DeRozier when it comes to the posters and bananas distributed around campus.
It's disheartening. I believe that there's a legitimization of this kind of language on campus, which I think makes for a difficult workplace. And as a student, it probably makes for a difficult learning environment when racist language and when racist activities sort of become normalized as part of political speech.
It's hard to say whether the costume or the bananas were racially motivated in this instance. Whoever was wearing the costume has not identified themselves. It's also not clear if President Huddleston was referring to this incident when he penned his letter to the campus community last week. The letter did refer to racial slurs, spitting, bullying, and vulgar emails. But to some, this incident is part of a larger trend of increasing hate speech at college campuses since the presidential election. At Keene State College, graffitied swastikas were recently found burned into the ceiling of a dormitory. Nationwide, the Southern Poverty Law Center has recorded more than 100 reports of hate speech at colleges and universities since the election.
They're not going to do that.
Back at UNH, one student who hadn't left for Thanksgiving was Murkat Oshone, a PhD student studying civil engineering. She says she hasn't personally experienced any incidents of hate speech, but it does concern her to learn that it's happening on campus.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't want to think like that. You know, when you hear about these type of things, you start thinking about those kind of things, and I want to just think myself as the same as the rest of the people.
But she adds, if the problem exists, the campus should talk about it. Jamie Nolan with the Office of Community Equity and Diversity at UNH agrees.
I think it's really important that we do both what we can to protect those who feel most vulnerable, while at the same time seek for ways to create better relationships through meaningful connections with others who perhaps don't represent our points of view, who feel isolated and disconnected in other ways.
Nolan says her office is planning a year's worth of programming designed to facilitate conversations on campus about upholding free speech while making everyone feel welcome. In the meantime, President Huddleston's letter encouraged students, faculty, and staff to use the Thanksgiving holiday as a time to quietly reflect on the UNH community. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.